Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Breakfast is one of those meals that we typically end up always rushing, if we get to it at all. But it's the weekend and a time when many of us are taking a leisurely brunch and making a big occasion of it. Chrissy Gibson, who is the owner of Take the Cake and a dedicated brunch fan, is with me here in studio. Good afternoon, Chrissy.
Good afternoon. I almost said good morning.
But this is the brunch thing. This is the confusion about it all. It's really interesting because everything goes in cycles, and brunch used to be a really, really big thing. And then it sort of went out of favour, got a bit of a bad reputation.
Right.
But you think that people should enjoy brunch at home together?
Well, do you know something? When you think of brunch, it's kind of a thing that we would go out for, right? And I think that a lot of people are put off doing it at home because it seems like just so much to do. But one of the things to love about brunch is that there's something extravagant about it. It's a way to sort of pamper ourselves.
It's a treat.
But, you know, it doesn't, just because it's extravagant doesn't mean it has to be stressful. And it doesn't mean that you need to bog yourself down with a huge workload. There are some tricks to making it enjoyable, not just for your guests, but for yourself.
Yeah, because I always kind of traditionally associate brunch with going out and
sure.
meeting friends. And it got a bit annoying for a while. It was really, really big, long queues, and you're trying to get into like the best spot of the day. But brunch at home is much chilled, or if you're hosting lots of people, is it a bit stressy?
Well, it can be if you're not prepared. And so, you'll know how many people you're going to have over. There are things that you can do to make the day go smoothly, and also make sure that you get to sit down at the right time and enjoy the meal yourself. For example, you want to, first of all, make sure you have a combination of both hot and cold dishes and sweet and savory. And that's one of the best things about brunch is that we're kind of spoiled for choice. But the thing is that if you prepare ahead of time, and I don't just mean setting your table with the plates, napkins, cutlery, glasses, mugs. I mean, choose some dishes that you know your guests will like, because you'll know who they are and you'll know how many you have, that you can prepare ahead of time.
Because I have just these images in my head of trying to do individual omelettes for everybody or
Forget
big bakes or like dishes.
Forget it.
No.
And you're going to be standing at the hob the whole time. I wouldn't want that either. I'd be stressed to the max. So, no, there are things that you can prepare. For example, I have shared on your website 4 different recipes that might be new to you that work great for brunch, and they can be prepared
a day
or two
at a time. Can you do a lot of stuff the night before, though?
100%. I shared an egg dish called Estrada, which you actually bake in the oven, and it's great to use the oven before a brunch because it clears up your workspace.
Yeah.
Estrada's baked in the oven, and that will use any kind of meat that you like rashers or sausages, bread, eggs, milk, and
because the timing can be a bit messy with brunch, especially if bacon and sausages are lovely when they're just out of a grill or a pan, but they're sort of icky.
You can do your bacon and sausages in the oven, and that's another thing that will take some of the stress out. But you always do want at least one egg dish. You don't want to be standing there though making omelets and fried eggs right beforehand. Another thing you want
to do. And the strata, it's a baked egg sort of casserole type dish, is it?
Yes, so it does go in a casserole dish. You bake it and you can do it the night before. So you set it up. Chunks of bread, whatever bread you have left over, the eggs, a bit of milk, the meat, the recipe is on your website. It's delicious. And cheese, I shouldn't forget to mention.
Can you cheat with brunch and buy the bread in rather than...
That was another thing I was going to mention. There are so many things that you can give yourself a break and just get at the store if you feel like it. You don't have to be a hero. You don't have to make everything from scratch and show your culinary skills. Do buy your fresh bread from the store or scones or muffins. However, I did share my recipe for scones on your website because they are to die for. They melt in your mouth because they're made with cream and not buttermilk. But there are things that you can buy at the store, like the muffins, the scones, smoked mackerel, smoked salmon, a cheese selection can be put together at the store.
So you won't be held up as the worst hostess if you cheat.
Not
just
at all.
A little bit. Hot ham and cheese party rolls, pinwheels. Is this?
Oh, yeah. That's another one I shared. Now, this will be new to you, I'll bet. So think cinnamon rolls, Dervila. But instead of the cinnamon and sugar and cream cheese frosting, we're using ham and cheese. And you'll find this on the website. The thing is that when you bake them, you're baking them with this gorgeous sauce, glaze, that you make with muscovado sugar and poppy seeds and butter. And oh, it's they're gorgeous.
And how much of that can you sort of pre-prep?
You can do all
that. Because you're obviously trying to go for fresh as well as...
Absolutely. Yeah. That goes in the oven beforehand. We eat them warm, but it can be prepped the day before. And some people like to have, and like I mentioned earlier, the great thing about brunch is that you can choose between sweet or savory. You can choose between breakfast or lunch. You want to kind of be spoiled for choice. That's half the fun.
But and what about the drinks, you know, because a lot of us associate brunch with the
mimosas. Or, yeah, mimosas should probably be on offer. But you also want to have a few fresh juices and coffee and tea. Set your condiments out there, honey, sugar, milk, provide water. And that stuff, the drinks, could go at a separate table to kind of clear way for the traffic at the food table. Also, always have a dessert, and that'll go over with the drinks.
Can you cheat on that bit as well? Always.
Of course. Now, I might not, because I do love baking my cakes, but pick your favorite.
Well, what's the perfect number for you for a brunch party? Because it's not a formal dinner party. You're not kind of bringing in like 12 or 14. So what's the ideal size
for
you?
Maybe 10. Yeah. But, you know, I've been to brunches before that are after a wedding day, and those can be up to 30 people. I couldn't fit 30 people into my house, but I could do 10.
Yeah. And tell me, there was another one, which is sort of a, obviously, if you go to a restaurant, you'll get it. Like, I mean, anything sort of oatmeal-based kind of granola. You have a little bit of an idea for something in there.
Yeah, I started to kind of talk about it a second ago. I do have this gorgeous recipe for a baked porridge. It's a baked berry porridge. Now, some people really do like to start their day with a bowl of hot porridge.
But that's sort of during the week when you're being good.
Is it? Yeah. Well, you might not think so when you hear what's in this one. The thing is about this porridge is that you do prepare it the night ahead, okay, the day ahead.
So is it a porridge or a cake?
It's baked. Okay. It is a porridge, but it's baked. And so this is another reason to do this one, because you can do it ahead of time and you don't have to slave over the hob when you want to be sitting down.
And you can obviously do it then for anyone who is vegan, whatever. It's one that can go for everyone on the table.
This is a recipe that can be vegan or not, and it's gorgeous. It has berries, fresh or frozen, porridge, maple syrup, and it's topped with this granola that either you can make yourself or buy your favorite granola at the store, and it has nuts in it, whatever you like, pecans, walnuts. I personally like pecans in this, but the texture in this baked berry porridge is beautiful, and people just scoop out a spoonful, and it's great. I highly recommend it, and I did share that recipe as well.
Yeah, it is such a real... There's another North American phenomenon, that's the potluck. Could you sort of share the stress of the brunch by asking everyone to bring along their own stuff?
Well, sure, absolutely. Those are a great way to share a meal together, and people like participating too, you know, and then you can share recipes when somebody liked something. So that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. And having skipped breakfast, I am now very much looking forward to brunch coming up very soon, because we're coming close to the end of the show. But for now, Chrissy Gibson, thank you so, so much.